It is the radio segment that just started dating your grandma, Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of New York City. A woman named Simone Douglas took her service dog to a performance of Cats on Broadway recently. But during the opening number, Simone's dog got away and started chasing one of the cats.
Go!
That doesn't even sound like real life. That's amazing.
Who didn't see that coming?
Yes, one of the humans dressed as a cat. The dog was specifically going after one character, Bomba Larina.
Oh, no.
Who was played by an actress named Mackenzie Warren. Fortunately, an usher grabbed the dog as it took one final lunge at her and took it back to its owner before it actually got caught.
Oh, God.
Before it actually caught Mackenzie. A spokesperson from Cats said, quote, "In our storied history, this is the first time one of the cats was involved in an incident with a dog."
And, like, the worst service dog ever.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, seriously.
It must be one of those emotional support dogs.
Yeah,
right?
An emotional support animal. But, you know, people who went to the theater were like, "I love what they've done. This is so great. So realistic now."
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland. A 42-year-old guy named Daniel Helsel works as a paramedic. He's been a firefighter for 20 years and an EMT for 10. And the other day, he responded to a call about a woman who was going into labor, and he ended up delivering the baby in the back of the ambulance.
Hooray!
Yeah, awesome.
What a hero.
Yeah, right?
The mom and the baby are both doing fine.
Great.
Then later that day, a local news reporter was interviewing him about it, and his parents showed up in the middle of that interview with a cake because it also happened to be his birthday.
What? Baby on his birthday.
Cool.
Yeah, they have to name the baby after him at this point.
That's also not all. They talked to the reporter about the day Daniel was born, and it turns out he was also born in the back of an ambulance on that very same day 42 years ago.
Shut
Double
up.
Rainbow. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Was Daniel just reborn?
He delivered himself?
Yeah. His dad told the story about how a state trooper helped deliver him, and he said he was like a guardian angel. Now, four decades later, Daniel got to do the same thing.
Wow.
Cool.
Sounds made up. I think they're making it up.
Who cares?
Let's do some fact checking.
It's too cool.
This next laser story is out of Sparks, Nevada. A 27-year-old woman named Sabra Bouli was apparently high on MDMA recently and driving the wrong way down the highway.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So she's doing things wrong.
Someone called the cops, and when they got there, they found Sabra had driven her car off the road onto a hill, and she'd gotten out to dance on the roof.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Oh, my God.
But once cops started approaching, she tried to get away.
Uh-huh.
Not in her car, though.
No.
Nope. That would have made way too much sense. She tried to get away on a child's scooter. Don't know where she got that.
She randomly found a scooter.
Who knows?
This is like a weird party, man.
The cops quickly caught up with her and arrested her by using their loudspeaker to pull her over on the scooter.
Good.
Just, hey, stop. Okay, I guess you got me. She was hit with several charges, including drug-related DUI, possession of a controlled substance, and destruction of property. Afterwards, Sabra told the local TV reporter that she was just trying to have some fun, and she thinks dancing on car roofs should be legalized. That's not really why they arrested you.
No,
I don't think she got it.
Cops are always coming after you for dancing on car roofs. But you were high on MDMA driving the wrong way on the freeway, too. Doesn't matter. I was on my way to a rooftop car dancing party. They should be okay with that. This next laser story is out of the secret layer of snack food. Just last night, a Twitter user who goes by the name Junk Blaster.
Oh, God. You're doing something right in the world right now, Junk Blaster.
Leaked some serious snack food scoop. He told his followers that the rumors are true. There really is going to be a chocolate peanut butter pie Oreo.
Oh, my goodness.
According to his post, Junk Blaster says the cookie halves taste like graham crackers, which is a nod to typical pie crusts.
Oh, yeah.
And the inside is half and half swirl of peanut butter and chocolate cream.
Oh, creamy. My gosh.
As at Junk Blaster notes, this isn't the first time Oreo has made a chocolate peanut butter cookie.
Yeah, right.
There's the classic peanut butter Oreo from 2012, and the beloved Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Oreo from 2014.
Oh, I never got on the Reese's bandwagon one. I didn't know that.
You're so far, out in life.
So far, Oreo hasn't responded to confirm or deny the new flavor yet, but we'll keep you updated on this story.
God, I wonder how he got a leak inside the Oreo business.
Every time we have one of these stories in Laser Stories, I'm just surprised that there are so many blogs and online forums for snack foods.
Big time.
This next Laser Story is out of traffic world. When you're 10 or 12 cars back at a red light, you want everybody in front of you to pull up as far as they can so you'll make it through the next green light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might even get angry if they don't close the distance.
Yeah.
I get so upset about this. Mm-hmm. But a new study found all that rage is pointless. It actually makes no difference how close the cars are to the car in front of them.
How?
What?
Researchers at Virginia Tech wanted to know the optimal distance between cars if you want as many as possible to make it through a light when it turns green. So they tried a bunch of different distances and found that it basically doesn't matter.
Really?
Did they find that the only thing that does matter is that people aren't looking at their cell phone and actually paying attention to when the light actually turns green?
Yeah. They say when the cars are almost bumper to bumper, they were all closer to the intersection, but it took longer for each car to accelerate because they had to wait for the car in front of them to move first.
Oh.
Then researchers also tried it about a foot between cars, 6 feet between cars, and even 25 feet between cars.
Whoa.
And just as many people got through every time.
What?
But you're right, though. It all comes down to paying attention. Usually a person that leaves that much space in front of them isn't paying attention because somebody moved up and then they're sitting there on their phone. That's why when I'm at a red light, I just honk the whole time until it turns green. It keeps people looking ahead.
Stay woke.
Yep. That should actually be a marketing campaign.
For driving.
Stay woke. This next Laser Story is out of Holiday Headquarters.
Yay!
Christmas is on a Monday this year. So according to the calendar and also basic math, New Year's Day is also on a Monday. And here's the big question. During that week in between, do you have to go to work?
No one should have to go to work.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what your religion is.
Nobody's doing anything that last week of the year anyway.
The last week of the year is a throwaway week.
It's all Christmas prep and
everything. Well, according to a new survey, the odds are your answer is yes. 18% of people say that they're working the entire week.
Oh, man.
33% are taking the whole week off. And everybody else is going to work at least some of those days.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But even though the majority of people will have time off that week, it doesn't mean that they'll stop working. 64% of people will check in with work or at least check their email when they're off between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh.
That's just for a distraction from their family.
Yeah, they're just like,
that's the only reason they're doing that.
Sorry, guys, I have to go work.
Yeah.
Or why are you on your phone the whole time? You playing Candy Crush or something?
Yeah.
No, sorry. Super important.
Yeah.
You're a barista at Starbucks. Well, you know, they're thinking about creating a new flavor. I got to jump on this call real quick.
My husband tried to pull that the other night, and I walked behind him just to go to the kitchen. I'm like, you're on ESPN, dude. You're not doing work, you big fat liar.
So you don't understand, though. Yeah. If I win this fantasy league, we could retire. The survey also found that 35% of people are going to end the year without using all of their vacation time.
Oh.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that never use their vacation.
Use it, people.
Yeah.
The main reason is that they say they have too much work to do, so they can't use all their vacation.
Yeah.
My mom always tries to pull that, too. Like, that's not true. People can get work done without you there. Believe it or not, you're not that important.
No, sorry.
That's messed up.
But it's
and
true.
Those people that don't use all their vacation days always like to make sure they point it out. Like,
oh, God.
I had 2 more weeks of vacation, but
right?
I just couldn't use it.
Those are the kids that never missed a day of school.
Yeah. This guy takes vacation all the time.
Yeah.
His life's a vacation. I made my life a vacation. That's a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.